We're talking today with the president of the Sirloin Club of Oklahoma, Eric Money. Eric, you know, you guys have supported agriculture all throughout Oklahoma, different organizations and events. And many of our listeners, I know, are active in this group and participate. But for those that don't know about the Sirloin Club, talk a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, I think one thing that people are probably familiar with are your local livestock booster organizations at the county level that raise money to purchase premiums on animals. We're sort of the statewide version of that for the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And in particular, we really make an effort to support premiums on the kids and students that are maybe further down in the sale or that don't have as many connections. And our goal is to keep those premium bids propped up so that everybody gets a good result at the end of the day. But that, and honestly, that's how our group was started in the mid-1950s. It was businessmen from Oklahoma City area got together to support the Oklahoma City Fat Stock Show, as it was called at that time. And then it's kind of evolved. Now we support youth in a variety of agriculture-related youth leadership programs. We're a sponsor of the National Pasture and Land Livestock or Pasture and Range Judging Contest, which is held here in Oklahoma every year. We sponsor 4-H and FFA scholarships, and frankly, we're always looking for new opportunities to contribute. And it's all through our members' time and financial resources of members and others who support the cause. Mm-hmm.
So the people that actually make up this organization, that run everything, they're the ones backing this. They're the ones putting up the money, so to speak.
That's exactly right. We have two sources of funds. Our membership drive every year, and there are a variety of membership levels for corporate entities and for individuals and for students and seniors. There's a lot of different ways to get involved there. And then our primary fundraising source is our annual banquet and chalice auction, which we hold every year. And this year it's coming up on February 7th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And at that event, there's a variety of ways we raise money, but primarily through a silent auction, a live auction that has a lot of great items in it. And then we also auction off the chalices that are given to the top three animals in each of the species at the OYE every year, which is just a great chance for businesses and or individuals to sponsor that trophy.
And so how much does an event like this generate, I guess, for what you'll be using it for there to back up those premiums there at the OYE? How much of an impact do you have?
Sure. Well, the way I like to think, we've had a lot of really good years at the OYE lately, even in what I would call, maybe somewhat challenging times economically in this state, even with commodity prices kind of continuing to be lower than we would like. We've continued to see great support at our event and then going on to the OYE. So, you know, we have a goal of raising, you know, somewhere is you know, close to $100,000 as possible. We try to keep a good reserve every year so that our operating budget continues. We are low cost. There are no employees. We get great support from the Youth Expo staff and volunteers and other individuals. So we don't have a lot of cost other than putting on our event mailers. And then that has enabled us for the last few years to be able to give close to, $100,000 to a show where they're, I think the last 3 years, it's been over a $1 million show. So we feel good about our impact there. And especially, like I said, the ability to kind of keep those bids propped up and make sure everybody gets a good result.
Yeah. So is this event that you guys hold, is it restricted to members of the Sirloin Club? Or if people aren't, how can they get involved in the organization?
Great question. And it's not restricted, and it doesn't cost anything to attend. There's no ticket cost. I will tell you, there'll probably be some arm twisting once you get there to become a member. And I think that people who come a lot of times do walk away wanting to be members. They see what we do and what we stand for and what we're about. So what I would do is encourage everyone to, if this is an event you're interested in attending, absolutely come out, see what we're all about, consider becoming a member. At the very least, you'll get a free meal and the opportunity to spend some money on some really cool things. And all you have to do that is email sirloinclubok@gmail.com and say you'd like to show up and how many you'll be bringing.
And you all are really actually pushing to build your membership right now. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. As we were discussing earlier, this is we've got a really interesting phenomenon where over the years, our membership, as many of those who were involved for years and decades, kind of become less involved in this organization. Our membership hasn't necessarily increased, but the money we raise has increased every year, which is a great trend. But it's really made our goal to say, let's get as many people involved as we can and then see what we can do and what kind of impact we can make at the OIE and however many other leadership activities that we can become involved in.
And so I'm sure putting on events like this, just the coordination of it all, it's a lot of work, I'm sure. So why is it that people like yourself and those members of the organization, why do you do this? What motivates you guys to do this task year after year?
Most of our members, myself included, have a history in rural Oklahoma and agriculture related youth leadership activities. And I think that what anyone would say, myself included, is just that those are the activities that we sure think helped shape who we've become and who we hope continue to shape youth, because we're all proud of our state and we're proud of the workforce that we have here. We have a good history of students graduating from agricultural educational type programs that contribute to our state. And it's all because of these types of activities that we are fortunate enough to have the ability to continue to contribute to. And so we want to do our part. There were a lot of people that supported me and many of the other members of our organization when we were students. And it's all we can do to be thankful to have the ability to do this for those students that are going through the programs right now. Mm-hmm.
As you just talked about, you've been impacted by this organization growing up through agricultural education. Talk a little bit just about your experiences in your youth and about how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I grew up in a small town in southeastern Oklahoma, rural community. I became was involved in 4-H programs, showing sheep, and later I started showing pigs, and continued that throughout my FFA career, starting in eighth grade. And I was fortunate that the types of things that really allowed me to develop as a leader, as a person, a lot of those came from the ability to be involved in agriculture activities like FFA and 4-H, and that carried through showing livestock, which, as we all know, is a great way to teach responsibility and learn about business in a lot of ways, and carrying on into the other leadership activities like speech contests and various CLEs we got the opportunity to participate in. And so all of those culminated, along with, the other positive influences in my life, to kind of give me the opportunity to go to school at OSU and then on to law school and now, be a lawyer and here in the state that I'm happy to be from.
Thank you so much for letting us help you shine a light on this fundraising event to help our youth in agriculture. Before I let you go, give us those details one more time about this fundraiser coming up, where it's at, and where to go to get more information, all of that.
Absolutely. The annual banquet and chalice auction is going to be February 7th at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, beginning at 5:30 with a social hour with the dinner and program to kick off at 6:30. We're going to have a silent auction with a lot of great items. We're going to have the ability to bid on the chalices and then several good live auction items, including tickets to the Founder's Suite at Jerry World for a Cowboys football game, the President's Suite, which is 16 tickets at an OSU versus Texas Tech basketball game. There'll be Thunder tickets, OSU football tickets, a lot of great items that will hit a lot of different price points and give a lot of people the ability to contribute. And so if you'd like to attend that, feel free to email sirloinclubok@gmail.com. And also, the OYE offices are, you can go to the OYE website and call their offices. They're always happy to help connect us with potential members. And we look forward to having everybody out there and consider joining our group and our cause.